Welcome to Real Life Wednesdays with Boyle Rock, Coach Jackson Bozarth, and Sad Boy Zach Grant. Real Life Wednesdays. Today we have a great topic, but before we say anything, please go check out our previous episodes, our previous Real Life Wednesdays. Our last one was about goal and ambition, and our last Sunday episode was about a whole lot of stuff. We had date ideas on there. We had some sex stories to share, so go check that one out. Show some love, support. And don't forget, we had a lot of good feedback from our emergency press conference other day. Yes, people love that. So if you guys haven't seen that, go hop on our Instagram, at 2 inches deep podcast. Check out that emergency press conference. We're hilarious.
Let me follow up on that real quick. Did make a new Snapchat, by the way. Mm-hmm. These hoes can't stop me.
No, we're not holding back.
Can't stop, won't stop.
And so before I say anything, this one has been on top of my mind. Jack Charlie Hills.
Yeah.
That's going to be your new name, right? That's just a good
point. Okay, so we have Sad Boys Jax, obviously. I've had that for how long? When did I get my Sad Boy title, Sad Boy Zach?
Probably your junior year.
I think I got it. It took a little bit, though. Took a little bit.
I would say almost second. Probably playoffs?
Yeah, it might have been playoffs. Yeah. Playoffs, and then after the season, because that's when we really fermented the relationship. So obviously I have that one, and I have Coach Jax. Which is a 2020 name. So now Jack Chalet Hills.
I like that one a lot.
I like it too.
I walk around the restaurant when you're there. I'm like, Jack Chalet Hills. And I was like, what the fuck is that? I'm like, don't worry about it. It's a porn star.
Man.
Yeah. But so today's Real Life Wednesday. We got all three of the members here, and we're all great friends. So we thought a great topic to talk about would be our friendships. And not just our friendship, but just friends in general. How it is to have good friends, what it's like to notice fake friends, like trust and relationship, friendship, all that. So, with further ado, let's start. So, about friends, I want to ask one question.
Let's talk about friends.
Yeah.
The show?
Yeah. So, friends, have you guys ever had a friend where you guys are just like, you know, super close, this and that, and then out of nowhere, like, you know, y'all do your own thing or move, and then the friendship just kind of like fades away and you haven't talked to them since?
Yeah, I think that happens like 75% of high school friends.
Mm-hmm. For sure. I mean, I have had friends who I hung out with almost every day. Mm-hmm. And then now we barely talk. Mm-hmm. We slide up on the story or comment on Instagram. That's about it.
And I think it also happens yearly. Like, I think each year you make new friends and you develop new friendships, and then you lose some, right? And those suck. Like, you kind of look back on it. You guys ever have like deja vu? If you go to a certain place or a certain thing and something reminds you of a memory, and then you want to reach out to that friend, but you're like, well, I haven't talked in like 6 months, so now I'm going to reach out to you and tell you about it. Like, it's kind of weird, you know what I mean?
Happens all the time, yeah.
I've had it on numerous occasions. So to answer your question about friends like that, like I said, a lot of mine kind of rooted from when I changed from middle school to high school, because I didn't go to the same middle school or same high school as a lot of my middle school friends. So when I would see them out in public, like the seldom times in high school, if I ever went back to Henderson, it would be so awkward because, right, you know, you have that like transition from an eighth grader to a high schooler, and then as you progress through high school and then you see them, you're like, well, I haven't talked to you in 3 years, but from eighth grade to my junior year, I'm a lot different person. But do you remember that one time? And it's just weird, right?
Yeah.
And then now that I'm graduated high school and stuff like that, I've, you know, it's funny with football teammates. Like, you'll see someone and you see them on a Snapchat story. You see them out in public and you're like, oh my gosh, remember this time? And then you only can talk about like football or shit like that. And it's like, well, what else have you been on? Yeah. You know what I mean? It's kind of, it's fun to see stuff like that, but it's also kind of sad because then it just brings you like we're really growing up, you know?
Yeah, it must suck. Like, I hope we all stay friends like till we're all grown up and we all have our houses and kids and all that, and we hang out every still do the podcast in the fucking basement, even if we're not that big yet. But
just to humble us.
Right. You know, because I don't want to ever lose that bond, because this is fun, you know?
Yeah.
And I remember, I'm going to share a story really quick. When I was young, I lived in Illinois. Chicago, Illinois, and the suburbs. And I only had like one true friend who I could say was like my best friend.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't like, it just happened to be that way. And he lived like like in, he was in my backyard in a neighborhood, like not neighborhood, house over. So I'd cross through this neighbor's fence and I'd go to his house and I hang out every day, you know. And he got me into, you know, he was a year older than me. He got me into a lot of stuff that, you know, I was into as a little kid, like wrestling or Legos, this and that, from him, video games, you know, because he was older. But I never seen him. I always viewed myself as a big brother because I think I was just more athletic and he was like a sort of an introvert. And I didn't notice it at the time. My dad didn't like me hanging out with him too much because he wasn't athletic. You know, he wasn't smart. You know, so, like, I'm not gonna lie, he had bad grades.
Shout out to you, bro. Not smart.
I didn't notice at the time, but every time I was at his parents' house, well, his house, whatever, I didn't know what the smell was like at the time, but it was always smelled like weed. And I never knew until, like, I grew up and I started smelling weed. I was like, damn, his house smelled like that all the fucking time. So I knew his parents were potheads because they had candles all over the fucking place. You know, but it kind of, like, shows me how it was. But I think, you know, it was a good friendship to have because I learned a lot. I also learned that some friends can hold you back from
growing
potential. And that's what me, because I could have been, shit, I could have been playing sports if I had other friends. Yeah. You know, and moms could drove me to practices or whatever. But instead, I chose to, be, you know, be lazy and stuff like that. And I realized that.
Sure.
You know, it's crazy. And I haven't reconnected with him, like, maybe once or twice. And I went back to Chicago, hung out with him for a little bit. But it's just like, it was so weird because we're on, like, two different wavelengths now. Like, I was Mr., you know, not popular, but I was very, like, conversative with people.
Dude, no, suck your dick some more. Yeah. You were Mr. Popular.
I'm just saying, and he's now, like, he's still the introvert that he was, and, you know, he dropped out of college and he's doing, like, HVAC or something.
Have you ever reached out to him? Like,
good? The last time I remember talking to him was, like, maybe, like, a year and a half ago. Okay. Quick little conversation on Snapchat, that's about it. Mm. It was weird. Yeah, but, yeah, no longer friends like that.
The thing about friendships, and there's a lot that we're going to talk about with this, but I've always based or evaluated friendships based off tiers, which is kind of shitty, right? So, like, I'll say, okay, you're a friend. Then it goes best friend. Then it goes, like, brother, okay? And I'll never let a friend know that they're just a friend, you know what I mean? Because that just kind of defeats the purpose. And then I have, like, really good best friends, right? And in that tier, there's, hey, I'll do a lot for you at a certain point. And then at the brother, sister, like, best friend type thing, it's you only say the word and I'll be there. You know what I mean? And so the way that I evaluate those, though, is like a friend, you really, you kind of, I've always been told not to talk shit behind someone's back. It's just, you just don't do that shit. But a best friend defends you, and then a brother defends you when someone's talking shit about you without even saying anything. Like, they're just, people know when not to say stuff right there. And that's kind of how I've always been told. Like, I'm always defending my brothers, or, you know what I mean? And I only have a few. Like, there's, I'm not acting like there's a list of people that I define as my brothers, but I do have quite a bit of best friends that are in the rotations and everything like that. And then I have friends, you know what I mean, that I can just see around, grab a beer here and there or something like that, right? Stuff like that. How do you guys evaluate, or do you guys have tiers like that?
In high school, I feel like there was people that I would let sleep at my house on the weekends. There's people I would never go to their house and sleep with.
Oh, you know what I'm saying?
I would never do that. I feel like another thing in high school, you really develop or realize who your friends are when you get a car.
Oh, yeah.
Who you get to pick up. Or when your friend gets a car.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't have one yet, and you're like, damn, you, like, never see him again.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever had, like, those friends that, like, nothing really happened? So there was not a breaking point in the friendship, but it just kind of faded off for no reason?
Yep.
Those are the weirdest. Because then you kind of, when you reconnect, it's like, shit, dude, like, what happened?
Yeah, because it almost feels like yesterday where you have, like, that one really good laugh, and you're like, oh, my God, like, what happened? Yeah, like, we were boys.
Exactly.
I'm not going to say names or anything like that, but I've had numerous times where I've had people where I'm like, we didn't have a falling out. We didn't have anything that caused this. It's just, you kind of got new friends or stuff like that. Like, I've had, and like I said, I'm not going to say the name, but a certain individual, him and I were best pals, bro. Like, best pals. And then he stopped playing football, developed a new friendship, and I continued with this people that we started off with as freshmen. And then now it's like, I'll shake him up, have a good laugh about it, and then it is what it is, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. For me, it was because it's weird because I always have to make new friends. I moved this and that, and even when I was in Baltimore, I moved from where all my friends were going to high school to a brand new high school, and literally one person, And she was a grade above me, so I didn't talk to her all the time. But I developed new friends there. And then those friends became like, we were getting to that brother stage.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And then it developed to, oh, my parents were moving. And I was like, what the fuck? Like, you know, I was trying to ride with these good brothers till death.
Right.
And then this happens. And I'm not upset that it happened, but now I notice, like, very little contact. Like, you know, I have, like, streaks with people. And then, you know, on Instagram, we connect. But, like, I've gotten, there's only, like, two or three people who have FaceTimed me or called me.
Right.
I don't, like, you know, I'm doing stuff. I know they're just doing stuff. And I know I probably should take some time to just give them a call. Say, sure. Hey, what's going on? Like, let's catch up. Because I, like, a year after I left Baltimore, I went back for the junior prom. It was prom, but, like, for juniors and seniors. And I remember just seeing everyone reconnecting for a little bit. And I was only there for, like, a day. So there's not so much we could do or say. But it was just nice. Like, everyone was happy to see me, this and that. And then left and, you know, didn't talk to them again like that. And it's just sad to see, you know, because I always do, like, the what if. What if I stayed? You know, what would happen? Would we still be friends with this and that? And the third. But then, you know, I don't regret nothing because, you know, now I've got you guys, you know. We right. started this podcast, like, so. And I developed more friendships. So it's not like those friendships are going to, you know, cancel out or whatever. I can still go back and, you know, reconnect. We can do shit.
Right.
You know?
You know, I think what it means to be a good friend is a replication of what your parents have taught you. Because if you haven't been taught to be a good individual, or if your parents aren't necessarily good friends to each other or good friends to other people, you really don't develop the social skills that you should, right? And so I learned from a very young age, like, always to give back, always ask if you can do something. So, like, if I go to a social setting, I'm bringing something, right? Because I'm not going to come empty-handed. If we're closing up something, we're all cleaning. I'm sitting there to the yep. to the end to clean. You know what I mean? I'm not screwing you over. And I've noticed as I've gotten older that the people that don't do that, I really don't consider them that good of friends. And it's kind of like sad. You know what I mean?
No, my dad always said, because I've seen my parents have friendships, this and that. And the friendships that they established when I was young, those are lifelong friendships. You know, some of those people are my godparents, and, you know, I call them uncle and aunt, you know, even though they're not, you know. Mm-hmm, exactly. And my dad always told me, if a friend ever needs you, always be there for them, because wouldn't you want them, same, you know, treat people you want to be treated? He's like, and I said, like, when I talked about my story about my dad being almost deported, he found out who his real friends were in that moment, you know, when he needed them the most. And they showed up, and those friends, you know. He can call them. He hasn't talked to this guy in 3 months. Call him. And it's like nothing ever happened, you know? Mm-hmm. They're just talking like nothing happened. You know, bullshit. That's like the best thing to have right there.
Yeah, man. I wanted to ask you guys, have you guys ever had a friendship heartbreak?
Yeah, I was thinking about that because... I wanted to do a little different topic, like, but... Because I never have been heartbroken in a relationship, but I was thinking, like, has a friend ever broken my heart?
Yeah.
I've had friends break my trust, and that hurts. You know, and I thought, oh, sorry, guys.
Can you ever get that back?
Trust? You can.
With that friend?
You can, but it's just, like, it's hard.
Friends, I think, is easier than relationships, if that makes sense.
Actually, well, I think once someone breaks their friendship as a friend, you're... as opposed to a relationship, you're more susceptible to go back to that relationship because you have a different bond with them, right? Like, I lost trust in a relationship very early, but I went back to him because I, you know, I was sexually attracted to him. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I'm not sexually attracted to my friends, so...
Okay. I see what you're saying.
And romantically attracted, right? Mm-hmm. So when I lost trust with them, with the relationship, it sucked. Like, it wasn't easy, but once I lost... trust within a friendship, it was incredibly hard to get that back. And even then, like, there's like a couple friends that I've had that I've lost trust with, and I'm slowly kind of letting them back in. But then there's friends that I've lost trust with completely, and I haven't talked to them since. I think,
to build on your point, with the romantic partner,
mm-hmm.
you think of them as like the one, or that's
the best friend,
right? That's the one for me, and that's why it was easier for you to regain the trust. And friends, though, you can have, you know, hundreds of friends, and you can make any of them your best friend through connection, spending time together. So if one breaks your trust, you're like, you know, you go to the other friend and, you know, not talk shit, but like, hey, this guy broke my trust, he did this, another friend, but that's bullshit, this and that, I'll never, you know. And I feel like, and you guys can disagree with me on this, it's easier to talk to a friend about personal struggles than it is to your, like, parents.
1,000%.
For me.
1,000%.
Because, like, you know, I feel like they can understand more because most friends are around our age. You know, and parents are also very, like, on your ass about shit. They're very their own, you know, one view-minded.
Okay.
One view-minded.
Hold that thought, though, because what I've realized about some friendships, though, is that the true, true friends will set you straight.
That's what they can when you did wrong, they'll tell you.
And that's
the same thing your parents will do, though.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's sometimes why people won't want to talk to their parents, because the parents will set them straight.
Yeah.
But I feel like when I think about on my tears, that's where the brothers will set me straight, because the best friend will be like, dude, fuck yeah, fuck them, fuck this. Yeah. But another person, like a brother, will be like, well, hold up, let's talk about this. You know, I understand where you're coming from. Right. And the brother in my tier list will always find a way to approach it where I don't get pissed off, but I'm also listening. Mm-hmm. And so I may not always agree, but I'm listening.
Say one thing, then you
Then you're like, well, fuck them. You know what I mean? This is why I don't tell them shit.
Yeah.
No, dude, I've told friends before, because they call me with their problems and they tell me this and that. Don't you think that's right? And I'm like, no, bro, like, you're sort of in the wrong here. And then they get mad at me. But I expect that. I'm not like going to be, oh, you know, it's okay. No, but you can get mad at me, because I tell them, like, I'm going to give you the truth, and nothing but the truth, like, if you want me to be your friend, your best friend. So it's either you take it or you leave it. Like, fuck.
See, this might be the Gemini in me or the fake friend in me, but, like, to certain friends, I won't give hardcore advice because, like, one, and this sounds shitty, but, like, one, I'm not going to devote that much time to, like, telling them this is what they should do because, like I said, I only see them as a friend. And so for me, if I'm evaluating that way, sometimes I'll just agree with them and let them talk and let them listen, because that's what a friend should do, should listen.
And they called you for that reason too.
Exactly.
That's what they wanted.
Exactly. And so I won't go, now if you're a best friend, I'm going to tell you that. And if you're a brother, I'm going to tell you the hardcore truth. But a friend, I'll listen and I'll be there for you. But I might not say all the things I probably should say. Does that make sense?
Truth does hurt.
It does, but sometimes as a friend, I just won't hurt you.
But I mean, how many times have we told each other, like, yo, like, you're bullshitting right now?
Oh, numerous times. Well, you and I.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, my God. But that's just because we're in tears.
Exactly.
You see what I'm saying?
If I knew I was bullshitting, I wouldn't call you and ask for advice. Because I know you're going to tell me what the fuck you're doing.
Oh, very true.
You know what I'm saying? So usually in that tier, like you said, if you call a friend...
Exactly, and there's some, and I don't think that it's a bad thing to have those friends. It shouldn't be seen as a negative thing, even if because you should have friends where you just want to. That's what friends are for. But like once you find those hardcore, you know what I mean. That's where it's.
You have those friends where like you're afraid to tell them stuff because you know how they're gonna react, and you're like, oh, they're gonna hate me for this, you know, for what I did, and it's not bad to judge a friend. I don't think, because like. I don't know, my definition of judging is a little bit different, but I need to be set straight sometimes by you guys, you know?
Let me ask you this question, because you posed that question. Have you ever lost the trust of a friend?
I have to be a thinker, bro, because a lot of people tell me that I get used in a friendship, like your friends use you. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I don't notice, but people from the outside do. And... I kind of like, oh yeah, whatever, like brush it away. But there hasn't been a moment, a defining moment where I'm like, yeah, this guy, like he lost my trust. Cause I don't think I trust everyone. That's the thing. Like even people who I call my friends, I can't trust them with certain shit, you know?
Sure.
There's people who I do trust completely with everything. If I tell them something, I tell them, no, you know, this is between you, I trust them. But there's just some people I'm not gonna say I trust them, you know?
Right.
And if they ask me, like I trust you to a certain extent.
Right.
You know? What about you, Sabo Zach? Have you ever lost someone's trust, you think?
For sure, I think. I don't know if it's like a defining moment in friendships that I've lost. On a trust level, I think it's usually like things leading up and then just like a traumatic... It's more of a backstab, I feel like. In my friendships that I've lost, than a trust issue. It's not like they went and told secrets or told things about me. It was never a situation like that.
Mm-hmm.
It was just always like a backstab.
Yeah. See, I've had that too. So I'm not going to act like I've been the best friend ever, because, like, you guys know I'm a very sensitive friend. Like, I'm not sensitive in the fact of, like...
I think you just take friendship seriously.
I take friendships incredibly seriously. So I wouldn't say that I'm sensitive and, like, I can't hear shit from other people. Like, if you say something bad about me, I don't want to be... It's not like that. It's just, like, if I do lose that trust with you, I probably won't, like, refer to you as a friend ever again.
Right.
And that's the thing that I need to work on. That's the thing that I actually need to work on, because I have...
Well, it depends, though.
What do you mean?
Depends if you need to work. Like, sometimes it's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because you don't want to get hurt again. And sometimes it's the right decision.
And I agree with that, but sometimes I've sheltered other people out for genuine mistake, if that makes any sense. So, like, it was a mistake that they did, but for me, it was like, I'm sorry, I can't fuck with you anymore.
Right.
And that's what I feel like I need to work on. But in other relationships that have happened that way, absolutely, where I've sheltered myself in friendships and stuff like that, I've kept it where I'm just like, hey, you know, shit happened, but I hope that you're doing good, but I just can't associate myself with you anymore. You know what I mean? And I feel like that's strong. But I'm sometimes I hold a grudge. Yeah. I hold a grudge and I'm working on that. I'm working on that. I fail a lot of times, but I'm really trying to be better. Really trying to be better in that.
Well, while we're on, I'm going to switch the topic really quick.
Go ahead.
So since we talk about having, like, good friends, best friends, or brothers.
Yeah.
What's it like having, like, fake friends?
Ooh.
I'm going to say this. No one has more fake friends than females.
Oh my God. Oh, and we're going to talk about female. I want to talk about female. I want to talk about female friendships. Oh,
yeah,
so
we should.
Yeah, we should.
But fake friends, I don't know, because I have a bad judgment on, like, what friends are fake, what friends are real, who's using me, who's not. So, like, I can't tell who's fake right straight from the jump, from the blue. Like, people will tell me, like, yeah, this motherfucker doesn't fuck with you. And I was like, well, he was all fucking, you know, buddy with me.
Right.
And, you know.
Oof.
And I can't give you a name right now of who's, like, a fake friend, because... You know,
that's the thing,
yeah,
and that's why it hurts.
You never know,
like,
yeah.
The most is because it's always like the realization of it. It's like,
right,
damn,
right, like, he didn't fuck me the whole time.
It was, yeah.
I'm sure that I have friends. No. Remember, think about my tier.
Right.
I'm sure that I have friends that are rooting on my downfall. I'm positive that there
are
friends
like
that.
One thing that may make him fake is when they see you succeeding, they bash you for it. They're like, oh, this motherfucker should be there. I should be there.
Right.
You know, maybe that's one thing that makes them fake.
So I'm sure that I have friends that are like that, but I don't think I have any best friends or brothers.
Right.
That I think have any deceitfulness towards me. I don't. Now I'm going to talk to you guys about it after, but yeah. I don't think that I do. But that's so. It's shitty because there are people like that. And I can honestly say from now, I've hated on people before, but I've never gone up to them and dapped them up.
See, that's crazy. I was just going to mention that.
Like,
I've never faked a friendship.
Right.
Because I really just don't. Like, there's people I don't like. Don't get me wrong. But I will publicly tell people and other people I don't like them.
Yeah.
If that's it, I'm not going to come and be like, yo, bro, what's up?
Exactly.
No.
And that's the thing. And so for me, it's like, there are a lot of people in this world that do this. And I'll fake be nice to someone. I'll fake be nice to someone, but I won't bro you up and be like, oh yeah, bro, I will never do that. Exactly.
I'll be civil.
Exactly.
But I'm not going to fucking come in and hug you and like,
exactly.
You want a drink, bro, let's take a shot. Like, what? No.
And I can't stand that. And I can't stand that. And there's just, and I feel like as a culture and as an age group and as a generation, we do this where it's, and I think a lot of what contributes to it is social media, because you don't want to be the guy that hates on someone, right? And so, but you're doing it in your group chats and you're doing it in this. But then when it comes down to it, when you actually come face to face with this person, and I'm not ever saying that violence needs to be the answer and be like, oh, what's fucking fade right here and right now. But what I'm saying is like, don't lower yourself to their level of anyone to make yourself look like you're cool with that person. If you have a legitimate beef or something with someone, that doesn't mean you had to go be boys with them. I can't stand that. I literally can't stand that. And there's a lot of people that I've seen.
And girls fucking especially. I don't know if you want to get into that right now.
Let's get into girls. Let's
college, at the bars, it's like, dude, girls, best friends.
Dude, roommates. When I was in relationships, yes, and when I was in relationships with a couple girls, I would be, and it happened in high school and then happened in college, and I'd be like, oh my God, because I feel like men, we don't do that as much.
No.
I don't think, now, does it happen? Does it happen? Yes. But not as high as a frequency.
Every day it's like fucking talking about your friend. It's like, well, why do you hang out with
yes.
them? Like, if that's it's like saying, at all, I've heard what girls, do you think about her?
Girls will go on freaking like
rants.
Like best friend dates and stuff. Like yes. do activities with them and then come back like, I fucking hate that bitch.
And like, dude, I've been on a double date with someone before. Oh. Next day they come up, I fucking hate them. Bro, what?
We were all cool last night.
No, that shit is so that. Fake.
I feel
you can tell. You can honestly tell if you know the female, if it's your girlfriend. Even you could tell, like, you're being fake right now.
Oh, and I feel like there's a language that they talk amongst each other, like the girls that hate each other. That were like, oh my God, you look so pretty, and secretly they're being like, you fucking ugly whore. Like,
I think they talk higher. It's the higher pitch. Once their pitch gets higher, like, God, these bitches are being so fake right now.
I know with girls that are in relationships, right? There's that relationship where it's your boy and the girl that sometimes have a beef, and it's happened. It's fucking happened. And then there's a time where the girl doesn't like the best friend, and then there's a girl that doesn't like the collective group, and then you can't hang out with the group anymore. There's so many levels to that. Or you're the guy and you don't like her friends.
Yep.
Or you don't like her best friend.
Or her best friend is dating some guy that she used to mess with, and now it's like, dude, why the fuck?
And how are you still friends with them?
Oh my goodness.
And that's how girls like get their heart broken, because then they're like, well, I'm still stuck on them, but I'm gonna date you, and it's like, oh my God.
Yeah, it's just toxic.
And I'm not gonna, and here's my thing. I will say it on this podcast live, and if I haven't said it before, I wanna say it right now. I have been toxic before. I am not acting like I'm some all being angel. I have fucked up in relationships, friendships, all that, being a son, all that. I have fucked up numerous times before. But the one thing that I will pride myself on is I really pride myself on my friendships, like my solid crew. Everyone knows who my solid crew is. You're probably on my Instagram if you're my boy, like my one of my boys. You know what I mean? It's just there are levels to this shit. There are levels to this shit. And to all you women that like do have those fake friends, grow up. Like, you have some, you,
that's toxic for yourself, it's toxic for everybody around you. Be around people you enjoy being around.
Exactly. And I feel like even then, when you, because you have those toxic tendencies, how is that going to help you when you do want to get in a relationship with another, right, like a different sex or anything like that? You know what I mean? Like, how does that even help you? Like, It looks bad, honestly, because we can all see it.
Yes.
We can all see
it. Very easy to tell.
And I wish I could say that for the same for men. And this isn't me trying to make a male or female comparison. It's just the fact of, like, you really just don't see it, because if guys don't fuck with each other, they really have to fuck with each other, unless they see each other at a party and they don't want to throw a fight or anything like that.
Right.
But I do want to talk about, can a guy...
Thank you.
Have a girl that's just a friend.
Listen. Have never. Can't do it.
This is how I have had the conversation. You have to. When you get a girlfriend about guy best friends. And then I told her, like, listen, I don't have any girl that I FaceTime, call on the regular, text on the regular, but you. That's the only person, only girl that I'm gonna, you know, every day. It's just my girlfriend. And I was like, and shouldn't be like vice versa. Girls, they don't understand. We could get that into a different conversation, but like, I'm just saying, even when I was single,
from my experience,
even when I was single, I didn't have a girl that I fucking talked to every day that wasn't, you know,
have you
trying
ever
to fuck.
Been friends with, good friends with, a girl in a relationship?
Yes. Like I say, I'm good friends with a girl in a relationship now.
And now that
single,
you're in a
relationship. And when I was single, too. She was dating one of my best friends.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that's...
I'm saying
before, like, with not a guy you were affiliated with. Like, a girl you were friends with because you were just friends with her, not because of her boyfriend introducing you to her.
Can't say that.
Okay.
And that's my biggest thing.
So, I have a different lens now than I did when I was in a relationship. When I was in a relationship, I just thought the idea of having... friends of different sexes while you're in a relationship, like friends, yes, friends, is weird. And it's not that I'm trying to tell you that you can't, right, but there just has to be barriers to it, right? Mm-hmm. Like there has to be a no fly zone, like mm-hmm. this can't happen, right? Right? And I feel like that has to be implemented within your partner immediately, because then if you get that surprise, it hurts even more. Like yeah. if you're like, well, we haven't talked about this. You get hurt. It always stays in the back of your head.
But you can't. I mean, we're all in a relationship or been in a relationship. Mm-hmm. You can't implement that in her. You can't be like, well, I don't like this shit. I don't like that you don't talk to him or whatever it is. I feel like if the friendship is pure and genuine, then there shouldn't have to be that. You know what I'm saying?
And I feel like
their friendship shouldn't change because now she is in or he is in a relationship. What should change?
That's a really good point too, because you can't implement her, but she also has to kind of understand, or she you have to understand too, if you have the friend that you're like, okay, well, not to say that this friendship is over, but it's just not going to be at the highest level of frequency of what we were opposed to, right? And so now that I'm not in a relationship, I can honestly say that I do have a couple friends that are females that are just friends, right? That are just friends, and it's hard for me to say because...
Because they listen.
Right, that's the thing. It's because none of my...
If they hit you up with some shit like that...
You see what I'm saying? Because none of the girlfriends that I have, like, that are actual girlfriends, none of them are unattractive.
But
there's not a single one of them that I can be like, oh my God, like, I would never.
Thank you. That's what I'm not saying your friendships or guy friendships aren't pure. But there's always that...
There's a thought.
Well, he's not down. Well, like, he might be the nicest guy in the world.
And that's what I'm saying. And I think at the same time, like, even as us being best guy friends, and this is not, like, any sexual story or anything, but, like, we're all attractive guys. Like, I don't have a single person in my group that is like, damn, bro, you're beat. You know what I mean? And so I'm trying to translate that into, you see what I'm saying? But I'm trying to translate that into the thing with a woman. Exactly. And so what I'm saying as a female, like if I have a female friend, not a single one of my female friends have ever been unattractive.
Right.
It's just the way of nature. It's just the way of nature.
And females think a lot differently than guys. I think anyways, I don't know a female brain.
Oh,
but like us sitting here talking about like, well, if any of them hit you up, would obviously like our answer would be different than
right.
Like if you tried it on any of
bro.
Them, it might be a lot different answer than what you would say, vice versa.
So I had a, I would consider this person
careful.
A best friend. No, I'm gonna be very careful. I would consider this person a best friend within my group. And said best friend, yeah, and the tier level, and said best friend,
excuse me,
said best friend's girlfriend,
okay,
wanted to hang out.
Excuse me?
Not hang out with, like...
Alone?
As in, like, go to the house type shit, but, like, lunch.
Yeah.
What are your reactions to that?
He's in your best friend tier level.
Yes, but he's in, like, the...
Excuse me, I'm sorry. The bottom tier level.
I wouldn't say he's in the bottom tier level, but he's in that mid-pack. So he's not a brother.
When did he make the transition? From
I'm gonna say
friend
this.
To best friend.
Probably end of high school.
Okay.
Now what? No.
How long have they been dating?
2 months.
No.
Now was the? Did you know the girl before you knew him?
Same time.
No. Oh, wait.
Yeah.
You knew her end of high school.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Friend was what? Where is her tier level? Not
friend.
Existed?
Friend.
For how long?
But is a female? Is a female?
6 years.
Okay. No.
Is the female tier level different?
Weird. Okay. Thank you. What'd you say?
Is the female tier level different than the guy?
Absolutely.
Oh, of course.
Absolutely.
There's a lot that goes.
That's what I'm saying. I've had girlfriends. I have a bunch. I have thousands of girlfriends that are just friends, and then I have a couple
thousands.
Girl best friends.
Oh, shit.
And here's
but
the thing.
You have a girlfriend that's like a sister.
Hold up.
Yeah.
You ready for this?
We're getting into it.
Hold up. You ready for this? I have girlfriends that are just friends, like Snapchat. Have a streak with a couple of them, right?
Yeah.
There's no like major thing to it. Some I find attractive. I have girl best friends, and even then, I still find them attractive.
Sure. Yeah.
Okay, but I do have like a girl sister who I literally will talk about, and I find her attractive. Like, don't get me wrong, but there's just
it would never.
there's like, there's nothing that could ever happen right. to that. Like, there's just like, I, but I think, and here's the thing, but it's the reason why is because we've hooked up before.
See,
but we were kids, we were kids, we were kids.
Let me tell you something. So I was talking about that, like, oh, I have this one girlfriend, like, not friend, but like this friend girl. Put it that way. Who?
Yeah, be careful with your words because you get yourself in trouble here. I don't get myself. Well, yeah. I mean, I do, but
so this is one who dated my best friend, and there's been times where me and her have just went out to lunch to talk.
Sure.
And I was single; she was in the relationship with my friend, and he wasn't there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, or she went out with
me. Did he geek on you?
Did he know about it?
He knew about it. That's the thing. If the guy knows about
right.
it, and you know, he knows I'm his friend.
Yeah. I gotta say though, like as a guy, you gotta have thick skin for that. You gotta have thick skin. You gotta be a big boy to be like, hey, my girl's going out.
Now,
to
I give him props. I give him props because I'm an overthinker. I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah, and I
now, even if she told me, I'd be like, hold on. Like, what's going on? What's he gonna say?
Right.
You know, and they've established that trust and, you know, they're cool 100%. They know my intentions and her intentions. Like, there's nothing ever. Right. Yeah. Ever, yeah. But, like, I don't think there's been a time where he doesn't know that, you know, she's hanging out with just a dude.
Right.
You know? But, like, this. And some females are weird. Like, she's like, she has a tomboy vibe to her, so she's not like gonna be flirting with a guy just cause, you know.
Yeah, but some guys get like mixed ideas about those type of girls.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because some of the tomboy girls are very touchy, and they don't mean to be, or they say some shit where you start connecting with them, and you're like,
hold on.
Okay, hold up. You're too cool for this shit. Like, and sometimes sometimes the females that are too cool, you find incredibly attractive because you're like, okay, chill. Like,
I can talk to you. Like, what the hell?
You see what I'm saying? And so that, ooh, that's such a tough thing. So
it's a very
I want to go back into when I was in a relationship, right? And it was probably selfish of me. I'm not going to lie. But like, I didn't want my girl at the time to have anyone to like, I just felt like if they were over here talking about a guy, like if they're talking about our issues, like, why are you in the relationship in general? Yeah, you know what I mean? Problem. And that's what my constant fear was. I was like, okay, well, what am I doing wrong? What am I doing? What am I not bringing to the table where she feels like she has to go to a dinner or a lunch?
To get other attention.
To go get... You see what I'm saying? And that's where I was. And granted, that could be incredibly immature of me. I probably wasn't the mature person about it. But as a guy now, it takes... very big, like, you gotta be a big boy and hold up your jock strap a little bit,
especially if it's like your situation was different.
Yeah,
but let's say it's a friend from whatever, you don't even know this mm-hmm. guy, you've met him maybe once or twice. Now it's like, okay, like if they're going to lunch, dinner, something like that, it's like, okay, that's a little
like, right.
Fucking I feel like if you're gonna do that, coffee has to be it.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe lunch. Mm. Dinner.
Yeah, where are we? What are we?
That's, yeah.
Dinner and drinks?
See what you're wearing.
And if he's paying?
That's the thing.
Okay, and here's my... bill. Oh, my God. Okay, so here's my thing, though. As a guy, like, I can't... Like,
you have to pay.
I have you. To pay. I have to... Even with my best friends, though, you
that's, don't... That's if it's... If it's uh-uh.
But here's my thing.
If you're not, like, if it was something like that, okay.
Well, okay, but this guy knows because okay. But so, for example, I would consider Brianna one of my best friends, girl best friends.
But, yeah, but you, I know you'd pay, but you guys would let me know, like, hey, like.
Well, yeah,
you're working right now.
Yeah,
before,
that's way different. That's way different.
Yeah, I'm you're not had this talk before. Yeah.
You barely know this guy. They were just friends for a long time.
Prior to you, dating him. Yes.
Thank you.
God, dude, I like the chemistry.
It's just, dude.
Let me say this.
I will give you money. Don't let this fool pay.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
fuck it, lunch is on me today, boys. Yeah,
Fucking, dude.
I'm going to backtrack a little bit.
Sure.
I don't want to say anything because me and my girlfriend already discussed this issue. And it wasn't like this is her guy best friend, but it was a guy friend. And we were on our way to Utah and he FaceTimed her. She's turning the music down and she's like, she picked up the phone call. She was on the passenger side. And he opened up with, and baby, I love you. But he opened up with.
I thought that's what he opened up with.
No. I was so confused. That's just what my baby, I love you. He opened up with, is your man's around? And
bad intentions immediately. That is not a good friend. I don't care what your girl says. I don't care what anyone says. That is fucked up.
Now that to me, it was like, you know, I was driving and it automatically changed my mind. I was like, why?
Stomped on the brakes immediately. Yeah, I'm here.
I was like, why would he ask that? You know, and I saw their conversation. And I could tell that like, they're friends or whatever. And there was something there before. That's what kind of got me. I was like, oh, like the way they're interacting. And she's like, well, you know, I'll call you later, like this and that, like great talking to you, whatever. Then I didn't say anything the rest of the trip until after, when I mentioned something to her about my past with a certain individual, and she was like,
and you waited and brought it up.
No, I was just like, well, since we're on the topic, let me tell you something that bothers me, and we talked about it. And it wasn't bad, and she was just like, I didn't know that upset you so much, you know. That's where communication comes in. Talk to your friends, whatever.
Yeah.
Especially talk to your girlfriend. You gotta establish that good communication. But
then you start overthinking.
I definitely start overthinking.
You, that's what, dude.
And she told me she's like, oh, he would never. And I was like, okay, stop. He would ever.
Right. Whatever. If he asked if you were there, he would ever. I don't care what anyone says.
Not even like that. Like, and I was like, well, why would he ask if I'm there? And she's like, he's gonna say some foul shit or something. And she's like, he might, you know. And I was like, you know. It was about, she told me that they've made out before, something like that.
Yeah.
And I was like, it's cool. Like, I've made out with girls and you've hung out near them. And that was an issue we addressed and we got over it. And I'm going to get over this. But I just told her that, you know, guy friends do have intentions with you, whether you think they do or do not. Like,
and that's a,
they, not that they're going to go for you since you have a boyfriend, but listen.
Go ahead.
They do think about fucking you or making out with you.
Yes.
They do think about it.
Yes. Yes.
And
I've done it.
And that's what I was like, listen, in my relationship, I was like, this guy, I get it. I can see why you think everything that he's saying, his intentions are pure. I am a guy, and I have done what this dude is doing. You know what I mean? Like, I've been in his shoes.
Play the long game.
We know how they think.
Play the long game.
Now, this is what I say. This is what I say.
I need one.
Play the long game.
Jealousy?
No, I
told her, bro, like, jealousy, I'm not jealous about, like, you talking to guys. I'm jealous because I know the guy's intentions, and you don't notice that.
Yeah, and that's a good point, because if a girl's not talking to a guy, like, at a social setting, you're fucking weird. Go be social. I want that. Like,
right.
But it's the text messages and Snapchat, more than just a streak.
Right.
More than just a streak that's like, hold up, wait a minute, something ain't right. You feel me?
But I'm going to say one thing. I love Brie.
Yeah.
And in her defense, it's great that she answered the call. Because if she didn't, I would have, my overthinking ass would have been like, okay, why are you not answering?
Right. Is there something you're trying to hide?
Right. She answered the call.
Okay.
In her defense, I could, like, she probably does think, like, his intentions are not like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, they're not.
I don't think that she was like, wasn't trying to be deceitful to you at all.
No, not at all.
It's more the guy.
Not at all.
The guy's playing the long game.
Exactly. The fucking long game.
The guy's been in the friend zone for a long time, and he's just waiting for a guy like you to fuck up.
That's the one thing I say. My girl and I were talking about this, and I was like, all right, let's say I fucking get eaten by a shark.
Oh, boy.
This is the first dude in your messages. I promise you. Whether you
I'm so sorry for your loss.
You know what I'm saying? So because funny, that's bro. What I would do.
That's funny.
That's exactly, in that situation, and I think that's kind of...
See, funny. And that's weird, too, because I've had numerous people... So, like, you guys know me, and I fucked up. I've fucked up other people's relationships. I fucked up before. I'm not going to tell a lie. But what I can say is, like, my boys' friends, as in my best friends, their girls will forever be off limit. Like, even if it's an ex and, like, you were cool and everything, like, doesn't matter. Never. Off limits. I would never, ever. And the sad thing is like, some friends aren't like that. Some friends are very trifling and will pass around.
And talk to your girl about it, too, because they'll tell you. Like, the first people... that are in your girl's messages after you break up
with an ex.
And it's not your boys. I mean, sometimes, but that's when we're talking about big friends. Usually just those friends that she met once or twice in a group setting, followed on Instagram. Yep. It's like,
do you guys know those memes that would always come out and be like, you know, I'm waiting for this girl's boyfriend to break up so they can break up so I can be in there? I've never been one of those dudes where immediately I've hit up someone after they broke up. I haven't. Now, I've had people that have hit me up after they've broken up and asked for advice, but just because they were my friend, I was just like, hey, I'll give you advice, and that's fine, but I will never... you want to hang out? Absolutely not.
No, not a rebound.
We could text. We could text. I'll help you.
Yeah, I'm not going to sit here and help you get over your guy.
Nope.
Like, that's not...
Mm-mm.
If it's a friend like that, like you said, I'll sit here and text you and give you advice.
Yep.
I'm not going to do anything sexual to help you get over a guy.
Nope.
Like, that shit, that's... I've been a lot of things, but I'm not a rebound.
And they're... Oh.
This has been
like, I've had a rebound before.
Well, yeah.
We've all have. Well, and it's just like...
No, I haven't.
Doesn't make you fucking... Yeah, you have.
I've had a rebound.
But it doesn't make you feel good. I'll tell you that much. I'll tell you this one. It does not make you feel good.
Because it's never as good as what you just had.
And what you... Yeah, exactly. You can become two times sadder than you are.
Yeah, because you're like, fuck.
You only call it rebound. The rebound is because the shot didn't go in, so you gotta go...
Yeah.
Do something else.
Yeah.
It's not even alley-oop.
It's not even a second chance opportunity. It's just like, it's a put back, but you could put on the foul line again. You know what I mean? Over the back.
Make one free throw. It's like, God damn it.
It's bad though, man. I've lost friends because of that shit, because of someone fucking with my ex girl, and I was like, bro, and I've just been like, bro, like, can't do it. Fuck you, because you were there when we were together, acting like we were boys and shit. But really, what were you thinking?
Yeah.
True.
We talked about this probably at the beginning. We talked about parent friendships. I forgot who mentioned it.
What was it?
You said you haven't been the best son, whatever.
Yeah.
Parent friendships. Yeah, yeah. Friendships with your parents. I kind of want to get into that a little bit.
Like having a friendship with your parents?
Like for me personally, like I'm a mama's boy.
Yeah.
You guys know that. Like
we all are.
I'll tell my mom anything and everything.
Yeah.
And like I feel like I have a genuine friendship with my mother.
I trust my mom to the fullest extent. But the funny thing is my mom's friendship with my dad is super close, and there's not one thing. And it's funny because I'd be like, "Don't tell dad." And the next thing I know, I got my dad grilling my ass.
No, yeah, exactly.
And I expect that, and I know she's gonna tell because they're you know, there's not a secret they keep between each other, and. I know my dad's gonna handle the situation fine or whatever, but
you like to,
yeah, I maybe understand. Yeah, but for sure moms though, like they're just so easy to talk to because they're not gonna grill you right away.
Right, they're gonna they're gonna wait until your fucking dad. But I just feel like not even just to get into like family connections and stuff like that, but I don't know. I feel like just I've never had a friendship. Not to say I have daddy issues by any means.
Yeah.
Because my dad has been fucking great. But, like, I've never had, like, a true friendship with my dad. Like, compared to my mom, like, I could really sit here and say, like, she is my, like, one of my best friends.
Right. Well, I think, my dad's told me you don't want to be friends with your son.
That's where I was going to get into is, like, I'm very cool with my mom. I'm very cool with my parents. I love them to death, and I do tell them certain shit, but there's stuff that my parents don't know about me.
And see, my parents don't tell me everything about me.
And I envy
for
that.
For certain reasons, obviously. Yeah. But my mom, like, I can really sit here and, like, I won't be uncomfortable telling my mom anything. Like, I really feel like she's gonna, like... Like, when I sit here and talk to you guys, like, that's the same feeling it is with my mom. Mm. So I guess, like, a friendship-wise...
I very much envy that. I just can't go and tell my mom, like, every... Or not even my mom, or, like, it's just my parents in general. Like, I just don't tell them the everyday tea. Like, you know what I mean? How people are like, oh, let's talk about this. Right. And these people aren't fucking with these people, and this is what's going on. See, I just don't tell them that because it's like, you do? Yeah. My parents just don't give a shit.
And that's the thing, yeah. But girls, we were talking about girl friendships. Like, my girl, and her, I don't want to give too much of her information. Her dad, like, isn't around much.
Sure.
Like, at all. But her and her mom... have like this super complex relationship where like they've been through so much together.
Yeah.
Like they'll be mad at each other, whatever. Like I'm eating dinner, like they're fucking screaming at each other. I'm like, what the hell is going on?
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, like she tells her all the tea, like from work, from her friend, like every little thing. And it's like, damn, I don't have that close of a relationship.
Yeah.
And she does, I'm sure, for other reasons. But like, I feel like I do have a genuine friendship with my mom.
Quick side note about that. Any girl that you date that has daddy issues is one issue in itself. Mom issues? A girl that has mom issues?
That's strippers.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Red flag, red flag, red flag. Like, oh Christ. I'm praying for you.
I kind of like the daddy issues.
Yeah.
It makes you look a lot better if you're a decent guy.
That is true. Very easy to please.
Great guy.
Very easy to please.
Very.
Like you go meet you go meet the parents, you go meet the parents like that. You're already in.
Fuck it. Fuck it.
Damn, it's really easy.
That relationship with the mom, the dad isn't around, you fuck.
Yep.
That easy.
Real quick.
See, the thing is.
Damn.
Never mind. We'll talk about it.
Oh,
we'll talk about it on the bike.
Now, since you mentioned parent relationships, family relationships.
Yeah, family.
I've noticed like one of my dad's biggest friends is my mom's brother. So his brother.
Oh, that's an interesting dynamic.
I love that.
And I, you know.
Because I don't have that at all.
Because, like, I look at my sister has a boyfriend, and she's a little bit younger than me. So at first I was very, like, against her having a boyfriend because I've never seen her, you know.
I've never been in that situation.
Yeah, plus, I was also thinking about her doing the nasty, and I was like, hell no. And now I look at him now.
No, I've been there too.
I'm getting more comfortable with the idea of her having another guy. Because he does treat her right.
I've thought about this with my daughter, not to cut you off.
Yeah.
I'd rather have a boyfriend. Get dicked out by one guy.
Right.
Fucking be out here every weekend whoring it up. Like,
right.
Daughter, sister-wise, I feel like that's the same thing. Like, she has a boyfriend, cool.
As long as it's one.
Make sure he's not a fuckboy.
Dude, I'll tell you this much. You guys have one sister. You don't even have a sister. You have fucking three brothers.
Yeah.
Dude, I have four sisters.
Yeah.
Okay? So,
yeah.
Reality hit really hard when my sister brought her first boyfriend home, and then mm-hmm. I was like, oh, am I gonna hold this resentment for all four?
Mm-hmm.
And I remember, like, my dad, and not to throw stones at my dad or anything, but my dad's weird around shit like that,
of
right?
Course.
Like,
I would be too, I think.
But here's my thing.
I'm gonna handle that so poorly.
Here's my thing. And so what I did.
It'd be funny.
I hope I don't have a daughter.
What I did is I put myself in the situation of my mom or my girl. My sister's boyfriend, right?
Yeah.
And I said, you know what, yeah. dude? I remember being in your shoes having to go meet the dad.
So
and then the brothers or mm-hmm. the sisters, right? And sometimes sisters, I'm going to tell you right now, sisters are worse.
Sisters are older sisters?
Oh my God, two times. Oh my God, the worst.
God.
The worst. The worst, the worst, the worst.
Single older sister.
Oh my, yes, bro. So bad. So bad. Brothers were fine. Brothers were fine because, you know, you get through that, like, after the fourth stage, you're like the fourth time seeing each other, you're like, hey, man, like, how you doing? Like, stuff like that.
And especially if they've been there before.
Exactly. That, too. If they've been there and you're just a good, solid dude, or you can find a commonality. Like, here, you want to hear something? So with my ex, for, like, you know, you get that interrogation, bro. And I'm not going to say anything, like, the names or anything like that. But what I will say is you get the interrogation. You want to know what I said immediately? They're like, they're asking about me. And I was just like, I'm going to cut it to you straight, guys. I'm a winner.
Yeah.
Like, all I do is win. And they're like, what do you mean? And at that time, I had just graduated high school. I was like, look, dude, here's my pedigree. I'm fucking great at school. I'm great at sports. I go to the gym every single day. I'm the best employee that you guys know. Like, anything that I do, I'm fucking great at. And right then and there, respected and, just so you know, alpha dog.
And then you knew your dick. Because you knew your dick was big. Then
I don't even need their approval.
That's a plus, bro.
Because they know you're nervous in that situation, mm-hmm. too.
And if you fold under pressure, you look soft.
Yeah, he's right.
You look soft.
Mm-hmm. Weakness.
So
can't have weakness.
With that being said, though, to answer your long term thing about my sister, bro, and you guys know Riley. Like, Riley's a complete opposite from me. I'll go talk to this tree over here and make the best friend. Riley has like two solid friends. Very introverted, very about her business and her business only. And so for me, when she brought the like an actual guy, and she's been together with this guy for a year now.
They're still together.
Still together, man. Okay. Still together. Still going strong. Like, I honestly think that she might marry the guy. Like, and for me, it's like, I remember when he first brought her over, and I wasn't rude by any means, but I wasn't like, hey, man, how you doing? Because, like, Jed was not there when I first met him.
Okay. I was going to say, then you had to play kind of the nice guy.
Right. But when, even then, I won't, here's my thing. I'm not in the busting of balls business. Like, I just don't do that because I think that's unprofessional and just makes you resent that person. You know what I mean? Like, if you ever have, like, you ever had a sibling, like, or your girlfriend's sibling that just resents you for no fucking reason, I refused to do that. But I'm also not going to be buddy-buddy with you because if you break my sister's heart, I'm going to break your face.
It's bad for you.
You know what I mean? I'm going to break your face. So there just has to be that fine line. But I do understand where you're coming from. Like, down the line, it would be cool to have, like, a brother-in-law or sister-in-law that you can go grab a beer with. Like,
dude, my uncle and dad get together, bro. It's like fucking World War VI. Like, they're having the most fun time I've ever seen them have, you know? They go to fucking strip and destroy the strip together.
Yeah.
That's cool. I thought you were going to say strip clubs, and then you're really going to get yourself in trouble.
I was kind of
like, they're going to go see some strippers. Strip.
See, like, at the same time, like, what you just said, like, if he ever does, and I, God forbid he ever does anything to Riley, but if he ever it's bad for him.
Yeah, it's bad.
And, like, in my previous relationship.
But, you know, like, my uncle is younger than my dad by a lot. So maybe that has a factor to play with.
You might look up to him.
Yeah.
But what were you saying? So in your previous relationship?
Sorry for interrupting.
No, you're good. In my previous relationship, like... Fuck, this is bad. But I always thought...
That's
like,
on the pod, man.
I always thought that her dad and her brother... All her brother were pussies. Like, I'm not gonna lie. So, like, at the end, like, when I first met him, like, there's always that nerve. You know, like, going in and it's like...
Like, it's the dad. You gotta face the dad.
Yeah,
and the handshake.
It's fucking yeah. It's like
they give you one of these handshakes. So it's like fucking.
When I walked in the door,
then one of these handshakes.
No, it wasn't that bad. It wasn't
that's terrible.
It wasn't the fucking flamboyant handshake, but it was just like damn. Like at the end of the day, and I probably did break this girl's heart, but like not shit happened. I didn't hear anything, and it's like
right.
That couldn't, dude, my daughter, well, that could never be the case.
So I've had, in the two relationships, I've had an asshole dad, but, like, towards the end of my relationship was very cool because when
and I'm not saying he, like, I'm not saying he wasn't ever cool. I just thought he was a pussy.
Mm-hmm. Right, but, you know, as a guy, you kind of have to evaluate those things, right? You'd be like, okay, that's this quick. Guy's not, like, if he really came and pressed me, like, what's the deal? Like, you know what I mean? But so in my first relationship, it was like an asshole dad that, like, granted, he treated me, he was very nice to me, like, never did anything fucked up, but like, just the way that he treated, like, his wife and the way that he treated his kids sometimes were not something that I would ever implement in my life. And I'm not gonna act like my parents are some fucking saints, I'm not saying that, but like, there was that. And then on the last one, it was like I to this day respect the fuck out of him just for being.
God, the dad so that he is,
and that's what hurts even more.
I hate that shit.
That's what hurts about it even more is because like that dad who I'm referring to treated me nothing with respect, was very kind to me from the thing going, and would be genuinely excited to see me. And that's something that you like as something like that, because it's one of those things while you're in it, right?
Yeah.
While you're in it, you're like, this is so nice because...
Exactly.
You know, it was the contrary, though. So it was like, the mom did not like me for whatever reason, even though that's I was such worse. A nice... But that's a bad thing. It's like, the mom didn't like me, but the dad thought I was so nice and loved what I did for his daughter and stuff like that.
And I don't want to get into it, but how was their relationship? Mom and dad.
I'm not going to speak of it, but just allow...
That's all I need to
just
hear.
Just allow that to... Let your imagination run free on that. You know what I mean?
On that one.
Exactly. And so what I can say through that is... Let's go full circle here. Is, you know, through these relationships, through you seeing your sister, through you seeing your brothers or whatever, right?
Right.
You kind of evaluate what you want to have in your own friendships and your own relationships, whether you want to keep some people at distance, like the brothers or the sister's girlfriend or the sister's boyfriend. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Or you want to be in good cahoots with the friendships that you have with the other brothers, or you want to have good cahoots with a lot of people. It's just friendships are a tricky son of a bitch. I'll tell you that right now. Just friendships are so difficult because you just don't know, like... It's you're playing a game of chess the entire time, and that kind of sucks. That kind of sucks. If you have to
one
watch
move, like you said, one move can
it can
one
fuck
action.
And that's the thing is, and for me, like, and you guys know this, and this is something I'm working on. But one move that you fuck up on might lose you all of it.
Exactly.
It doesn't matter how good of a friend you were to me, like.
Yeah.
I'm playing all in,
checkmate.
Baby. I'm all in. You see what I'm saying? So But the people that have stayed loyal from the jump, and they know this, and you guys are them. You guys know I would just say the time when, and it's go time. It's go time. So I kind of wanted to, when we wrap, because this has been a really, this is one of my favorite ones we've done. This is a fun conversation.
I'm sitting here fucking smiling.
And we can keep on talking, but I wanted to tell you guys when I knew you guys were like ride or dies. Okay, so this is fun.
I like this.
So I'll start off with Ali Rock because yours was more recent, and the fact of I've known Zach for a while, so there's a number of
there's a
lot of shit that I've known. So I will say this about Ali Rock is we met at work, and you guys know the story about it, but there was one night that it happened with I had come home from a trip from Reno, and these dudes were talking shit.
Oh yeah, I like that.
Doesn't matter who it was or who I was with at the time, but
we could still get it though.
Exactly. Facts. Facts. They could still get the fucking works. And so this is such a funny story, bro. So I come back home from Reno because Reno had like asked me to go up there for some sort of like student initiation bullshit that I had to stay up there. It was whatever. And I missed work and everything like that, and my girl at the time had called me. She's like, look, like, these dudes are, like, trying to fade. And she's like, but I don't want you to fade because they say they have shooters. And, like,
cool.
Any pussy group, yeah, any pussy group, any group who says that they have a shooter is a fucking pussy. Yeah, I'm telling you that right now for the younger ages that are listening to us. If you are in high school and any group tries to fight you and say, oh, well, we have shooters,
it's a friend of your friend.
Pussies. Pussies, like, your hands should be your most deadly weapon that you have. I will never pull out a gun on anyone because, one, I'm not that much of a violent person, and two, I don't need a gun to solve my problems. If we're gonna have a thing, it's gonna be the fist or it's gonna be verbal confrontation. You see what I'm saying? Anyway, so that triggered me even more. And I was like, and I told her straight up. I was like, hey, look, I know we haven't been dating for a while, but you don't know that I'm with that. Like,
yeah,
I have people in my thing. So I start reaching out to my boys at the time who I'm like, hey, these are the people that are in town. These are the notes. So I go up my tier list, right? And the thing is, so I'm looking at my tier list. I'm like, okay, well, who can I trust? Who can fight, right? Because you have some best friends and I have some brothers that can't fight for shit.
Can't do shit.
Yeah. Can't fight for shit. And I hope that my friends know that, like, hey, look, I'm not a confrontational person, but I can fight. Guys know that if it comes down to it, I'm ready. So I'm looking at my list. I'm like, fuck, well, this is a really good friend of mine. Can't fight for shit. Too nice. It's not happening. And there's like three of them right off the bat where I check off the list. I'm like, I might get my ass beat here and they might get their ass beat. I'm driving them out all the way over here to get their ass beat.
This is all bad.
We look bad.
Yeah. Can't do
that. So in my friend's list at the time is this guy named Alex, who's a coworker, and I'm like, well, fuck, he's pretty big. Him and I have laughed at work a couple times. Like,
this guy could take.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know. He was the first regional champion at Cornell. I mean, he could probably wrestle a little bit.
Yeah, something.
So I see on his Snapchat that he's at a thing, and he invited me to it.
I'm at a freaking party.
Yes, he's at a party, and he's like, bro, just come over here after.
This
and
is I was a
like,
single alley rock.
And this is single alley rock, bro. And this is just beginning. This is just beginning into our friendship. This is just beginning of our friendship. So I'm like, bro, like, fuck. I mean, maybe, fuck it. I'll just ask him.
Yeah.
So I was like, hey, bro. And I call him. And, like, keep in mind, we have just met for, like, what would you say, a month maybe? Like, we're not supposed to be on calling terms. Yeah. We're not supposed to be on calling terms. Hey, what are you doing, bro?
Like, it's late, too.
Bro, it's, like, 11 at night.
Yeah.
And so I reached out. I was like, look, bro, like, this is what the deal is. And so I was like, I call him. I was like, hey, Alex, like, how you doing, man?
You did not say, well, how you doing, bro?
I was like, look, bro.
Here's the deal.
I was like, look, bro, like this is the verdict. Like, this is what's going on. And I tell him straight up, and he's like, bro, say less. Send me the location. So I shit you not. So nothing ended up happening that night. But the next day I see him at work, he's like, bro, I was fucking shadowboxing in the mirror.
Dude, I'm in the mirror. They're like, what's wrong? And I'm like, I'm getting my keys. I'm like, I gotta go. They're like, what do you mean? I was like, I'm gonna go fade somebody. They're like, for what? I'm like, I don't know. I'm just there.
And that's when I knew. I was like, damn, this motherfucker is real, bro. Real.
I was a little bit upset that I didn't get a call with the location, bro.
I ended up getting, like, I was about to get there on my own. So it was like 1v6. I was pissed, bro. But, like, I felt in my mind, I was like, okay, look, here's the thing that I've never told this story. I was like, I go to the setting where I'm supposed to get in the fade, and it's like six dudes there. And I go up to the door, and my girl's like pulling me back, but I'm like, all right, here's the thing. I can take three right here, but the other three are for sure going to beat my ass, but I'm ready for that.
But
like,
cool. Yeah.
It is what it is. Like, fuck it. The three of them are going to remember me. They're going to remember me. The other three, I might get jumped, but fuck it.
Yeah, I'd rather get jumped.
Nothing ended up happening, but that whole night I was like, all right, Alex just moved his way up to the best friend shit, and he didn't even know it yet. He didn't even know because when I went up to Reno for a little bit, we were still talking here and there, often, right. Shit like it that.
Just funny.
Sad Boy Zach. Man, Sad Boy Zach and I's friendship just kind of happened fluke because we had a mutual friend who I was very close with, and then me and Sad Boy Zach just hit it off. It was like those stories that you see in Hollywood where a girl, like, goes on a date with another guy and then falls in love with the best friend. You know what I'm talking about?
But for me, I don't know your situation. I'm going to cut you off real quick.
Go ahead.
It took me a couple of times.
Oh, fuck yeah.
You were, and you still are, and I love that about you.
Yeah.
You were a square.
Oh, yeah.
He wouldn't drink. He wouldn't do nothing. Yeah. In high school, That was your forte, dog.
Yeah. That was your forte.
I was out there, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, fuck, like...
I still am a square.
And it, that's what I'm saying, but I love now, that about
now
you.
I've opened up. I've
because
opened
that's
up.
Helped me a lot in my life. Mm-hmm. It's helped me calm down. But
hey, let me tell you something. It is always good to have a fucking nerd best friend. It is always good to have nerd. One fucking... Well, I'm not a nerd. But there's a certain shit.
High school?
Certain shit
I'm a nerd. Teens class, I was like, dude, this fucking kid, I would... Imagine that would be like, dude, we have a fucking vocabulary quiz today. We'd look back and be like... Jackson's fucking
English. I'm like, you guys didn't fucking study the Quizlet?
But I'm sorry, go ahead, bro.
It is very true. It did take a couple times because, like, I didn't want to open up, but I knew that we were really good friends in high school. I really, really knew that, like, you were in my best friend list. But when you became my brothers when we went to when I went to Reno, and so my story about Zach being putting into my brother list is not as funny as Ali Rock's. Now, Ali Rock has exemplified what it meant to be a brother numerous other times. His story just happens to be a little more funny. Sad Boy Zach and I went through a really rough time in Reno. I went through a rough time with finding who I was as a man, mm-hmm. finding who I was going to be and how I wanted to address certain things. But my first time what I could... And it wasn't my first time. When I just knew, we had gone up to... We were sitting, actually, I'll never forget this. It was like Game 7 of the World Series, or it was like Game 6. And we were sitting in some busted frat house. It wasn't even a frat house. It was just... Was it Billy's house? Or
742?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Bro, busted. I had to go ask for... Like, this is how busted it was. I had to go take a piss. And I was like, hey, where's the bathroom? Can't. He's like, I mean, honestly, I go outside. I'm like, bro, it's like, it's like, and like, I asked Zach. It was Zach. And I was like, bro, honestly, I go outside. I was like, bro, it's like 27 degrees outside. Like, I'm not trying. He's like,
yeah, what the fuck?
He's like, all right, man, it's over there. And I go in there, and there's like fucking seven bottles, like bro, ashtrays dude. All over the place, cigarettes. And I was like, oh my God, okay, it looks like I'm going outside.
Of course, it was a dark place.
Looks like I'm going outside.
Leah.
And so we sit in there and we're talking and we're like, man, like, you know how you like have a couple drinks one time? Well, I wasn't having any couple drinks, but Zach was. And I was like, man, like, one day, like, we're just gonna go on vacation, shit like that. Like, it's just gonna be fun. And we were best friends at the time. We were like best friends. And I was like, he's like, man, yeah, that'd be nice. And he's like, hey, what's your email, by the way? And I was like, what?
Yeah, this is,
I was like, what? He's like, just send me your fucking... Send me your email real quick. So I sent him my email. He's like, go ahead and check it real quick. I'm like, what the f-? Like, I get a little boner and everything. I'm like, what's going on? This, like, oh my God.
Email?
Too much money.
And he's all like, how's San Francisco sound next week? And I was like, bro, what? And it's not so much of, you know, because I hope you know, like, I paid every penny back. But it was like the experience of doing that where we were like, and that whole trip was just fun because... You had gone back home for your mom's birthday or something. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, it was your mom's birthday because exactly it was coming up. Yeah, it's just
from Vegas to... That's exactly.
And we came and picked him up at the airport. Miami. And
Vegas to...
No, bro,
Vegas
and it, we did a 2-day trip, but it was one of the most fun. Like, I'll never forget that trip because we just sat... And it was so simple what we did. And that's when I knew. I was like, you know what? It has nothing to do with what you did for me. It was everything that we did together. It was...
And
hey,
the company... I'm not going to get into it. The company didn't matter. The experience we'll remember for the rest of our lives.
Pictures, everything. And what made it even more sad was, like, when we came back, I kind of told him, I was like, look, man, like, I'm leaving. Like, I'm leaving. And it was, like, legitimately sad.
It was
sad because I was like, fuck. Like,
yeah.
And that's kind of how I knew it because, like, when I left, he was the last person I saw. It was, like, him and JP. It was, like, you and JP and my ex and I had left. And I remember, like, just giving a big hug to you guys. And I was like... I'm not even trying to get sad right now, but it was legitimately because now I get to see you all the time. But it was like, it was legitimately sad. So I'm not, you guys are my best friends, obviously. So it's like, I'm not trying to compare anything. Your story just happens to be fucking funny as shit when I knew that you were a real ass friend. And
I'm just a funny
not
guy.
To, not to Zach that I didn't know he was a real ass friend in high school. It was just like I said, there's levels to this shit. And then that's when we kind of, I mean, we were obviously talking every single day. But it's just when I knew, like, hey, like, Zach knows that I know that if something ever happens, like, I'm there to the down, like, my last breath. Like, I'm the thing about a brother that I tell you guys all the time, and then I want to pass the mic to you guys, and I want to hear your guys' perspective on everything, because it might be different. But the thing about a brother is, like, you guys know that I would literally die for you guys. Like, literally die for you guys. And I'm not trying to get emotional on the pod or anything like that, but you guys, both you guys know that I would fight to my last breath for you guys. So, with that being said, it's up for grabs on who wants to.
I would love to go.
Go ahead.
Just based off your last story.
Yep.
Because I have a funny ass story.
Oh, boy.
And it'll kind of lighten it.
Okay.
But, we're talking about when we really knew. Mm-hmm. We went, it was, fuck, dude, it was before I went up to Reno.
Mm-hmm.
But when we went to Tahoe.
Oh, my God.
It was me, Jackson, my mom, and dad. And we go up to Tahoe. And I wasn't in Reno because I remember we still drove down to Reno the last day and we
were about to leave. You got like 2-3 weeks left. Yeah.
And you were thinking about going to Reno at this time. That was when it first came in. I was like, well, fuck it, we'll show you around campus. And dude, we showed you in every, yeah.
Hold on, let me fucking tell you how modest this family is, bro. How nice they were. We go to dinner one night. And they're talking to me because I'm still in high school. And they're like, so what colleges are you thinking of? And I was like, you know, at the time, I didn't even know I was going to play, like, football.
That's why I said don't downplay it. This fool was, he was hooping at the time.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You know,
he was thinking about playing college football.
I was thinking about playing it, and I was like, you know, I don't know. Like, I don't have any crazy offers or anything like that. But, like, my senior year, I ended up going off. And they're like, and I was like, you know, maybe, like, Reno or something like that. Like, we'll see. And his dad goes, man, like, that campus is so nice. I'm so excited that Zach's going over there. It's going to be great. Like, you know, everyone's up there. It'll be awesome. And at the time, Zach was going to go play football. Like, he was playing. He was going to play football. And I was like, yeah, man, that'll be awesome. He's like, have you ever been there? I was like, no, sir. He's like, that's crazy. So we're going tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
And I was like, wait, what?
Very fucking, let's
dude,
do it.
That's good. That's good.
One of the best, like, that, I'm not trying to steal your thunder, to our listeners right here, if you are ever blessed enough to meet the Grant family, I'm telling you right now, they, some of the finest people I've ever met in my life. But go ahead, Zach.
But yeah, we went up there and just, we were there for a weekend. And we stayed in Tahoe. And my parents were doing, they were looking at places. Because that's before they bought their place. In Incline. And Jackson and I were kind of just like, well, fuck it. We were along for the ride. I forgot who was, I think it was Amir, because that was when Amir and I just committed to play football. So I think Amir was supposed to come and he bailed.
And I called you
like the day before.
Yeah.
And I was like, yo, we're going up to Tahoe for the weekend. Are you, like, can you come? Because Amir just bailed. He's like, yeah, fuck it, let's go. We went, we had a fucking great time. We were supposed to go fishing. That's a whole nother story. We were there like 5 a.m.
It was like, let me tell you guys something about Sad Boy Zach. Sad Boy Zach doesn't like waking up early in the morning. Let's just be honest
here. My girl can tell you that one.
Let's just be honest here. If he doesn't have to wake up early for any reason, he's not. I'm going to tell you that straight up.
I'll sleep my ass off. I'll tell you that.
We wake up at 5 o'clock in the morning. We go to the dock.
We had paid cold as fuck. We had paid for this. Don't misunderstand it now. We
cold
had paid
as
for
fuck.
All this shit.
Cold as fuck. And we were waiting for 30 minutes. We're looking at each other like, bro, what the fuck is going on?
We're mad,
like,
as fuck at this point.
And the guy comes up. He's like, hey, man, what are y'all looking for? We're like, bro, we were told yesterday to fucking come to this dock this specific time.
This
to be ready when
we
this.
We had our fucking paper.
And he's all like, yeah, that got canceled. And we were like, and we just looked at each other like, what the fuck?
Yeah. So we ended up going golfing. Was that same day or the next day?
Next day.
Next day.
We went to the YMCA and got up shots instead.
We did. Yeah, we did go to the fucking local YMCA. It wasn't a YMCA, but it was like Incline Village's Tahoe's version of the fucking YMCA.
None of them old fucks wanted that.
No, none of the old fucks or the 12-year-olds wanted any of that smart.
No smart.
We were on our own hoop just fucking balling, going crazy. But we ended up going golfing the next day. And on my Twitter, that shit is still one of the funniest experiences I've ever had with you, dude. This fucking... We literally paid so much money to play on this stupid-ass golf.
Absurd.
It was like the...
It was a celebrity golf course.
Yeah, the one that they play in Reno.
And they had just opened it back up because that year in Tahoe, it was freezing so bad, bro. Like, the weather, it didn't stop snowing till May.
Yeah, no, it was ridiculous. The mountains had snow all year. But they paired us up with this older couple, husband and wife. And Jackson has a funny story after he'll tell you about fucking seeing them later, like a year later.
Yeah.
But Jackson's fucking... hitting and I'm recording him, and he had a nice fucking drive, I'll tell you that. Yeah. He was right on the middle of the fairway, and this couple they paired us with, the dad or the husband was kind of decent, so he was ahead a little bit,
The wife had hit. So they're up probably 50 yards on the cart path.
Yeah.
Jackson's middle of the fairway hitting on the green. It's probably like a par four. And this fool, I'm recording this shot and this shot only, of course.
For no reason. No reason at all.
Just, damn, my phone just dropped. But yeah, it was really for a snap. Like, that was literally all it was. And he hits it and it goes right to the back, like where their clubs are on their golf cart. And they're both standing back there and they like flinch. It was just, but that trip, like that whole experience was just so funny. And I was like, damn, like he really dropped everything on some weekend just to come. And
those were like the funnest trips.
No, literally. You know, unexpected. That's how it was. Shared a room, snoring my ass off, I'm sure.
No, we had a time and a half. Like, yeah. That's when we knew. And then it was shitty because, like, we were the boys in high school, and that's what kind of fermented it. We were like, damn, like, this was, we're up there now. Mm-hmm. And then he leaves 2 weeks later, and we would still talk. It wasn't that we'd stop talking or anything like that. Like, he came to my state championship game and was the first person to give me a fucking hug and tell me, like, he was so proud. Like, it's shit like that. And then we would see each other when he came out, but it just wasn't. It sucked because it was like, damn, we just had this and now you're leaving. You know what I mean? It's like having that summer fucking girlfriend where you're like,
Yeah, exactly. You know what I
mean? All right, and then for Ali Rock.
This is, I could make it real funny or I could make it sentimental.
I think I'll do both.
I'll do both.
I'm laughing because of the face that you just.
I'll do both.
I think I know what you're talking about.
I think you do too. But we were here for some UFC night. I had just landed. Pat picked me up and took me here, and I had to go see. I hadn't even seen my mom. I literally came straight here, and we had just done our fantasy football league.
Yeah.
And I forgot what your fantasy name was, but like I hadn't met him. Post double doink. That's exactly what it was. And I hadn't met him, but I had heard a decent amount from Jackson. Like, oh, you got to meet this kid. Like, he's going to be there, blah, blah, blah.
I was like, all right, I think I'm your biggest high man, bro. I talked right both you guys.
He did.
To gas me up for no reason.
And I remember I came in, said hi to your mom, to Manny. Obviously you. And I forgot. Never mind. I remember who else was there that I said hi to.
Oh,
that was it. Like, when I walked in the door, I was like, yeah?
Yeah. It was a retirement thing. Remember
that? I do remember that. But that's... Oh, anyways.
Jesus Christ.
And
he said, yeah?
I was like, fuck, I do remember. Anyways, this guy, Ali Rock, Jackson was like, you have to meet, whatever. I grabbed some food because I was starving. Kind of drunk from the Jaeger bombs in the airport. Grabbed some food. Oh, yeah. It was a time. But Ali Rock came up. Dabbed him up, talked a little bit, and I was like, I heard a lot about you. It was real quick. It was probably 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Found out he was a Bears fan from Chicago. I was like, all right, cool. And he told me, I don't know if you remember this, at the very end, you're like, I'm going to draft the Bears defense first.
I don't remember that, honestly. I don't.
I was like, this fool isn't drafting no Bears defense. Like, I guess you're a Bears fan, but like, at this point, it was determined he had the pick, I think.
I was the first pick.
Maybe not. I know you were, but I don't know if that was determined. But like, first round, I'm taking the Bears defense. And I was like, dude, who the fuck is like Khalil Mack? Like, who else the fuck do you have?
Yeah.
Like, they didn't have shit, and you still don't have shit really at that time. But like, I was like, this guy's fucking crazy. And then we're sitting on the draft, and I didn't talk too much. And he ends up getting the first pick and takes the Bears defense. And I was like,
it says in the group chat, fucking told you all.
Yeah, I was like, that's fucking crazy. I like that shit.
Well,
and I wouldn't say we became boys like fucking how we are now.
No, that's just how you knew.
But like, I was like, dude, this guy's fucking funny.
He means business.
Yeah, no, like I like this guy.
Bye, Ali Rock, and then we'll do our signatures, sign off.
Yeah. So, I can't say there's like a defining moment like, yeah, this guy's a brother, because like cumulatively we hung out this and that. I'll start with Zach first. This was when, and Jackson was there. Usually, whenever we hang out, we're all together. But the one night when we were hanging out and we just decided to do zins for some reason.
Oh my god!
And I took like one pouch.
Dude, we're sitting out smoking a black, too.
This is like right after we recorded an episode for
the
podcast.
We were drunk too, because I have a video of me having a
barbecue.
And
I think we did an interview, and then we did that in between the real episode.
The Zin is like a nicotine pouch, and I put it in my lip like a dip,
Yeah.
And I started swallowing the nicotine.
I was like, you're not spending time. I was like tipsy.
Like,
bro, you're gonna get fucked.
I was tipsy. I wasn't like drunk. And then all of a sudden, I'm like, I started losing like consciousness.
I forgot about this shit.
I started like fading out. I'm like, what the fuck? And Jackson's like, and I started breathing. I'm like breathing heavy.
Bro, I was so scared.
And Jackson's like, are you good? And
I'm
like,
I was cold. Because you came out. And you were like, Alex just passed out.
Bro,
I was like, what?
The only thing I remember is like Jackson saying, like, bro, you okay? You okay? And then you'd be like, get him some water.
Yeah.
And that water. So I gave him water. I gave him a rag right on his back of his neck. Like, I started massaging his pupils and shit. Yeah. Like, I was like, not his pupils, but his temples. And I was like, oh my God, bro.
You were like, bro, go lay in my third room or whatever.
The funny thing about that night is that Zach and I were like, hey, bro, let's just do a barbecue. Like, let's just do a fucking barbecue just because. So we went to Smith's and we just got burgers.
Some shit,
We got burgers. We got, we got jalapeno poppers, like hot dogs, steaks, everything. Yeah, we're just like, fuck, let's grill out. And we just had a good ass time. Drank.
That was a great night.
We had, my God, yeah, that was a funny night. Man. Oh my God.
I love that shit.
We're going to talk about that on our blog after this.
Yeah, we do. And then, I love reliving these memories, dude. Yeah. That shit is fun. Because, like, you don't really remember it until, like, they start telling the story, like, dude, I'm
just exactly and that's the thing, is like, I hate to cut you off real quick, but it's like, for as shitty as this year's been, there are some funny ass moments that we've all had. Like, legitimate, like,
I've grown up so much. It's just hilarious. It's crazy.
And then I can't think of a time where I'm like, because we just, like, had so many moments together. Because we were, like, we were at work, like,
almost every day.
Every day. It was kind of weird, you know? That's how we became so close. But, like, one of the defining moments was when we decided to do this podcast.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think this is where, like, it started off a whole different level of brotherhood. And it's just, like, one day, like, we never, like, doubted each other's ideas. Whatever it was, we were just like, yeah.
Well, fuck it. Let's do it.
Right. There was no, like, hesitation or, like, thinking about it. It was like, yeah, let's go. So when he was like, hey, you want to do a podcast? I was like, okay. I mean, we fucked around for like 6 months about it, but I made the first move of buying you the mic. I made the first move of buying you the mic, and that's when we knew, like, for sure, because we have the mic now, we have to do it. You
know, that's such a dope story. Like,
yeah, and then
we really bought this little mic. Like,
and I remember our first episode, bro. We were so cringy, so like we were bugging about it. You know,
the funny thing about that mic story was I had just gone through the breakup. And dude, I was sad.
How much did that mean though? Like,
bro, it made me, like, I'm telling you right now, it made me tear up.
Especially now, like, looking back on that whole situation.
And so let me give you this backstory. Is like, you know, I'm the emotional one of the group. Like, I get really, really emotional about shit. But like, you guys were the first ones there for me when that shit happened. And now I'm a happy person. Like, like, there's no ill will. But like, at that time, I was so sad. And so you were like, hey, let's go play basketball every single day. And I, dude, it got to a point where, like, even at work, and usually I don't let a lot of shit affect me at work, but even at work, I was just like, I didn't want to talk. I just didn't want to eat. I looked like shit. And so he pulled me aside one day. He's like, hey, let's go get some food. And it was like 3 days before my birthday. He's like, hey, man, I got you something. Mm-hmm. And I was like, what? And I thought he was like talking about lunch and shit. So he paid for lunch too. And he's like, hey, I got you something. And he pulled it out of his car. He's like, now we have no excuse. Like, said it like that, like a hardcore pimp.
Yeah.
He was like, now we have no excuse.
And now they made it happen, bro.
And then it took a little bit of time because, you know, college and...
Well, then the funny thing was that he got me a mic for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And we're both set up, you know? And if you go listen to our first episode, which you guys should, I totally forgot what it's called.
The Notorious Return.
That's right. It was right after the McGregor fight. Yeah. And... Dude, it was like the cringiest audio. We were like robots talking, you know, almost off like a whole ass script.
We had no idea what the fuck we were doing.
Right.
We needed it.
But now we're doing things like this.
We needed,
you know,
that shit.
Yeah. So.
And just wait till what? And like I said, there's probably like, what, 7 more weeks left of the year, give or take 14 more episodes. Let's just say, give or take. I'm telling you right now, when we put out this video that we're all working on, It'll be funny to see, like, where we've progressed. And even then, like, each year after doing this, we're going to just keep on looking back and be like, damn, like, remember when we were worried about this? Or remember when we were worried about that? It's just trivial like that, but it's been fun, man. I love this shit. I love where this conversation went today. Was we were talking about friendships, and then we went into a whole lot of can of worms. Like, I'll be honest, I'll probably listen to this episode just because it was funny as shit.
If you guys made it this far into the episode, we really appreciate you guys. Yeah. Because, you know, we're literally, like, sometimes I didn't realize we had a mic on, you know, because we're just all talking like boys,
yeah,
as it should be on a podcast, yeah. But then again, thank you guys for listening. Thank you guys for tuning in on Real Life Wednesday. This episode's gonna be posted pretty soon here. I know it's like Thursday, but yeah. So thank you guys again, and we'll catch you guys next time. Yes, sir.